Nancy, I've always been a believer and admirer of the late prophet Edgar Cayce, who has had startling readings about Earth changes and events on this planet. And he, too, believes that this entire planet is going to undergo some very big Earth changes. Even the United States, he believes the coasts will be way inland. Let's talk with the Zetas. I mean, how do I get them to speak through you?
Actually, just ask a question, and I'll say, giving it to the Zetas, I'll talk, then I'll say, and this is the end of Zeta Talk, and it's as simple as that.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, let's stay with Zeta Talk until I just simply ask for you to return. Is that okay?
Okay.
Of course, Edgar Cayce, his prophecies of what will happen to the United States, for example, he believes eventually the coastlines will be inland dramatically, I think close to Denver, as a matter of fact. What do the Zetas see? You know, if they are on another planet and they have the ability to see into the future, what do they see for the coastal regions of the United States? What does it look like, and at what time period?
Here's Zeta Talk. We are not on planets in Zeta Reticuli. We are, in fact, in your vicinity, having arrived at the beginning of our lifetimes, almost, serving, as Nancy likes to call it, in the Peace Corps. And our knowledge of what the future Earth will look like and how the pole shift will affect the Earth is based on projection, intelligent guesstimates. You, after all, project when the sun will rise down to the minute and the like, and how long it will take a pot of water to boil. And we are more accurate, being much more highly intelligent and in charge of many more facts that you are not. So when we describe the future Earth geology, we are speaking not only from our estimate of what will happen, but in fact from documentation taken by Zetas in the past on prior pole shifts by the dozens. We were around our species on Earth during the flood, during the Jewish Exodus, etc., and we know that our projections are not inaccurate. Edgar Cayce was doing the best he could, as do many other prophets, in describing the future geology, such as Scallion, another accurate and true prophet and psychic. And the differences between our projection on the North American continent and Cayce's is the timing. When the passage occurs, Planet X at first grips the Earth with this magnet along the Atlantic Rift, which we have so carefully detailed, and which is showing up in 12-hour interval shutters on the USGS live seismographs, and has been doing for the last 2 years, is evidence that this Atlantic Rift is gripped. And when this happens, the Earth stops rotating. This is part of legend. People don't fly off into space or anything weird like that. Legend reports the long day in Egypt and the long night on the west coast of the Americas, all very logical. And along the lines of what we are stating does happen and will happen. So during that time, water flows to the poles. Now we have the pole shift, which happens within an hour, and the South Pole tips up to be facing the sun, and the North Pole tips away entirely, a 90-degree switch. Now water is sloshing because water has a life of its own. It doesn't necessarily move with the globe. I like to use, and Nancy frequently uses, the bowl of soup analogy. Hold it, move it quickly, and you've got soup on your shoe. It doesn't necessarily go with the bowl. So this happens to the oceans, and they slosh up on the shorelines and then back to the center of the bowl and slosh up on the other side with momentum until finally it settles down. A lot of drowning on coastlines for those not getting our message or some similar message and knowing where to go and when to go. So what Edgar Cayce was reporting was often that week of rotation stoppage where the water flows to the poles and away from where the equator is, well, there you are, more beach area, freed, more of the Caribbean islands revealed the new land he was talking about. And when the pole shift happens and there's a sudden compression of the Pacific and ripping apart of the Atlantic, then water sloshes in from the Pacific onto the western coastline of the United States. And we have stated it will roar over the coastal islands into the inland areas, the San Joaquin Valley and the like, and sit there for weeks until it finally drains, and will also roll inland across the Texas flatlands, even though this is above the elevation that, that would be expected, because flatlands offer no resistance to a rolling body of water, and it will go all the way into West Texas, in other words, lapping at the foothills of the Rockies, Denver. So, in fact, our projections and Casey's line up. They're just talking about different time frames. And George, this is the end of Zeta Talk, so you can talk.
Okay, now, Zeta's, will people be given an opportunity to flee beyond just announcements? You've just stated, I mean, will they have time, let's say, as this occurs? Is this going to be done over years, or over months, over weeks, or over days when this happens?
Zeta Talk here. We have stated that no one will be surprised. Nancy has recently done an analysis of the Colbrin, which documents during the flood and during the Jewish Exodus what humans actually experienced. There is a period where 3 days of darkness, because the North Pole is tipped away. This is before rotation of the Earth even stops. In Islamic text, they call this 6 days of sunrise west, following that 3 days of darkness. And legend reports that there is a period of darkness when the sun is only seen as a glow across the horizon. Then there is a slowing of rotation to a stop. This takes some days. Then there's, according to our analysis, 5.9 days when rotation will be completely stopped. And it's clear to them, by then certainly, to people, that this is happening. And then the pole shift takes place within an hour preceding that, because that's like a 2 to 3 week period of horrible changes, anomalies. Obvious that something is wrong, but of course the Earth is going to be under such distress that people will be going crazy with fear and anxiety. The roadways will be clogged with cars that have run out of gas and just been left, and bridges will be ripped, trains will be derailing, and planes, the atmosphere will be so windy and irregular that planes will be a very risky business. So we suggest to people that they travel before that time. Well, how are they going to know? The signs are going to be so numerous and build up with such a momentum that those people who wish to survive and go into survival communities or just get into the hinterlands, up into the hills, into the rural countries, whether or not they've purchased a farm or whether or not they've made arrangements at some mountain cabin, you know, to arrive there, they'll be there already, because the writing on the wall will be so obvious. You're going to have earthquake increases. The volcanoes already are ticking up, and the earthquake increases are already with you. But also you're going to have the weather just continuing to get extreme, not violent hurricanes more than your Category 5, but happening more often, tornadoes happening more often, and in places not expecting hurricanes or tornadoes, deluges and droughts, you're already getting this. It's going to be so extreme with no explanation coming from the government, except perhaps leaks as to what might be coming, that people will say, I just, you know, need to get to a better place where I can have a garden, where tsunamis along the coastlines aren't a factor, storms along the coastlines. And we have stated that the storms will get so numerous along the coastlines that coastlines may become uninhabitable